Hello, this is Dave Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. The content of this program is intended for a blind and print-impaired audience. Well, this edition, we're going to start off with audio described performances coming up. Saturday, March 18th, it's The Bodyguard, Durham Performing Arts Center, also known as DPAC. Former Secret Service agent turned bodyguard Frank Farmer is hired to protect superstar Rachel Maron from an unknown stalker. Each expects to be in charge. What they don't expect is to fall in love. A breathtakingly romantic thriller. Musical starts at 8 o'clock. Sunday, March 26th, When She Had Wings. This is Raleigh Little Theater. A young girl dreams about taking flight in the makeshift airplane that she's built in her backyard. After a huge storm, she finds an elderly woman who looks and sounds like a bird, but who just might be Amelia Earhart. The mysterious lady has taken up residence in the cockpit, using live sound and puppetry. This play reminds us that with a little imagination, anything is possible. Performance starts at 5 p.m. Saturday, April 8th, Something Rotten. This is at DPAC. This is Broadway's Big Fat Hit, that from the New York Post. Set in 1595, this hilarious smash tells the story of Nick and Nigel Bottom, two brothers who are desperate to write a hit play. When a local soothsayer foretells that the future of theater involves singing, dancing, and acting at the same time, Nick and Nigel set out to write the world's very first musical. Show starts at 8 o'clock. Sunday, April 9th, the Royale, Burning Coal Theater, Raleigh's Murphy School Auditorium. What kind of pressure does it put on a man when you ask him to be brutal, cunning, and selfish one minute, quiet, thoughtful, and subservient the next? For the first African-American heavyweight champion, that question took a back seat to the even more important question, what kind of pressure does he put on himself? Performance starts at 2. Also on April 9th, Mousetrap, Cary Arts Center. A group of strangers is stranded in a boarding house during a snowstorm, one of whom is a killer. The suspects include the newly married couple who run the house, and the suspicions in their minds nearly wrecked their perfect marriage. Others are a spinster with a curious background, an architect who seems better equipped to be a chef, a retired army major, a strange little man who claims his car has overturned in a drift, and a jurist who makes life miserable for everyone. Into their midst comes a policeman traveling on skis. He no sooner arrives when the jurist is killed. Two down, one to go. Another famous Agatha Christie switch finish. Performance starts at 3 o'clock. Other upcoming audio-described performances. Tuesday, April 11th, it's My Fair Lady, Playmakers Repertory Company, UNC Chapel Hill. Saturday, April 15th, Jesus Christ Superstar, Raleigh Memorial Auditorium. Performance at 2. Sunday, April 30th, James and the Giant Peach, that's Raleigh Little Theater at 5. Sunday, May 14th, A Piece of My Heart, Raleigh Little Theater at 3. Sunday, May 14th, The Neverending Story, Cary Arts Center at 3. Saturday, May 27th, Matilda, Raleigh Memorial Auditorium at 2. And Saturday, May 27th, Finding Neverland, DPAC at 8 o'clock. Durham's Art of Cool Festival is not far off. It's set for April 28th through the 30th. Festival organizers say Common is joining the 2017 event. The award-winning rapper, actor, producer, and poet will play Durham Performing Arts Center on April 29th. The Art of Cool Festival previously announced that the godfather of funk, George Clinton, and the Parliament Funkadelic would play the fourth annual festival. The three-day festival features more than 50 artists and bands performing a mix of jazz, alternative soul, and hip-hop. Tickets to see Common at Deepak are separate from the Art of Cool VIP and two-day club passes. Now, a two-day general admission ticket, which is $115, allows guests access to all club shows. The all-access VIP ticket, priced at $265, includes reserved seating at the headliner performance from George Clinton on Saturday, April 29th, and access to a VIP Sunday brunch featuring a special performance by the Hamiltones. VIP tickets also get you into all club shows, but allow you to avoid waiting in line. VIP ticket holders will have access to purchase exclusive premium seats to see Common's show at Deepak. There you go. Durham's Art of Cool Festival coming April 28th through the 30th. That same weekend, it's Merle Fest. The Abbott Brothers and Zac Brown Band are among those playing this year's Merle Fest. This is at Wilkes Community College in Wilkesboro. The annual festival, which celebrates the memory of musician Eddie Merle Watson, son of American music icon Doc Watson, is scheduled April 27th through the 30th. Other notable performers this year at Merle Fest: Marty Stewart and his Fabulous Superlatives, Sam Bush Band, Jerry Douglas, Steep Canyon Rangers, Del McCoury Band, Donnelle Leahy, Chatham County Line, Electric Holiday, Mandolin Orange, and Sierra Hall. All right, up next, North Carolina festivals and events coming up over the next several weeks. March 17th through the 19th, it is the Cape Fear Wildlife Expo in Wilmington. March 18th, Pinehurst St. Patrick's Day Parade. March 31st and April 1st, the Blue, Brew, and Q Festival in Kenansville. Let me say that one again in case the Blue, Brew, and Q Festival in Kenansville. April 7 and 8, Pirate Fest, where else but Greenville. April 8th, Pig in the Park at Old Waynesboro in Goldsboro. That same day, High Point Easter Egg Hunt and the Rockingham Spring Fest. April 14 and 15, the North Carolina Herring Festival in Jamesville. April 18th through the 23rd, the Grifton Shad Festival. April 22nd, two events noted, Rocky Fest in Hiddenite and Arbor Day in Statesville. Organizers with the National Folk Festival have announced the first group of artists who will be performing September 8th through the 10th. The 77-year-old festival has been held in downtown Greensboro for 2 years now. And, of course, the upcoming event will mark the third. The National Folk Festival boasts approximately 300 musicians, dancers, storytellers, and craft people, more than 30 musical groups, and 7 outdoor performance venues. Last year's event drew 138,000 people, give or take. The first artists to sign up were include bluegrass singer Dale Ann Bradley, Fiedel Band, a jazz, funk, and soul group, the Marshall Ford Swing Band, Mary Jane Lamond and Wendy McClassic, the Sri Lankan Dance Academy of New York, the Beatbox Goes On, the Fairfield Four Gospel Quartet. The three-day festival is completely free, and based on its success in the area, organizers are considering launching a North Carolina Folk Festival in 2018. All right, let's take a look at what's going on at the Clayton Center, of course, in the community of Clayton. Saturday, March 25th, Lawn and Disorder. National headlining comedians Karen Morgan and Jim Colleton join together in this hilarious show about life as we know it. you know, mowing the grass, talking trash, and better halves that make us laugh. Everyone can relate. They talk about their spouses, their children, their neighbors, and their parents. And after you hear about what goes on in their neighborhoods, you may want to go home and take a closer look at your own. That's Saturday, March 25th, Lawn and Disorder. Then on Saturday, April 22nd, Rock Legends, part rock concert, part rock tribute, all rock and roll. Rock Legends combines all of these elements to create a show that is the only one of its kind. And this rock and roll review, created by audience favorite Billy McGuigan, audiences vote through the power of their applause for the songs and music they want to hear from the 50s through the 80s. If you loved Billy when he showcased the music of the Beatles in Yesterday and Today, a few seasons ago, you're going to want to see this show. All right, Holly Springs Cultural Center, Saturday, March 18th, What's Going On? The Marvin Gaye Experience invites audiences to celebrate the hits of the legendary Marvin Gaye. Brian Owens performs selection that spans Gaye's music-making career. Early solo hits like Can I Get a Witness and I Heard It Through the Grapevine share space with You're All I Need to Get By and other classic duets. At its heart, Brian Owens' Marvin Gaye Experience is about preservation and upholding the tradition of true soul music. Tuesday, March 21st at Holly Springs Cultural Center, Rockstar Magic of Chris and Neil. Friday and Saturday, March 24th and 25th, Carolina Children's Theater presents The Snow Queen, the original classic tale written by Hans Christian Andersen that inspired Disney's Frozen. Performances at 7 on Friday night and 4 and 7 on Saturday. Thursday and Friday, April 6 and 7, Holly Springs Got Talent and Murder. This is a deliciously tasty murder mystery dessert theater show. And Saturday, April 8th, it is the Holly Springs Community Band. Moving to the Garner Performing Arts Center, Friday, March 17th, they also have a performance of What's Going On, the Marvin Gaye Experience. Saturday, March 25th, Aquila and the Bee at 12:30. March 30 and 31, and April 1st, 87. One town, one school, one team, one championship. It's a musical about a group of boys that captured the imagination of a small town and won the state football championship. At the time, Garner had a population of about 12,000. 10,000 of the fans were in Charlotte for the title game against a team from the biggest city in the state. The Country Bumpkins, the Garner Grit, took on the City Slickers and changed the community in the process. Saturday, April 8th at Garner Performing Arts Center, Broadway Voices presents Hugh Panero. Hugh is backed by popular demand after receiving numerous standing ovations during his sold-out Broadway Voices performance last January. Hugh Panero has been described as the leader of Broadway's dwindling supply of great leading men. April 21 and 22 and 28 and 29, Sylvia, presented by the Town Players of Garner. A stray dog enters the lives of Greg and Kate, bearing only the name Sylvia on her name tag. A street smart mixture of lab and poodle, Sylvia becomes a major bone of contention between husband and wife. She offers Greg an escape from the frustrations of his job and the unknowns of middle age. To Kate, Sylvia becomes a rival for affection. Sylvia thinks Kate just doesn't understand the relationship between man and dog. Friday, June 23rd at Garner Performing Arts Center, Elvis on Tour. Taking a look at events in Cary, Saturday, March 18th, they have a kite festival for kids of all ages. This is at Bond Park. It's a great way to spend the afternoon. Free kite flying contest. And you'll be eligible for certificates and special awards. Registration starts at 12:30 with activities from 1 to 2:30. The 2017 Chatham Street Chowdown Series. This is Carrie's Food Truck Rodeo with four upcoming dates: April 23rd, June 25th, July 30th, and October 1st. All four events run 12:30 to 5. Sunday, April 2nd, African American Literary Tea, Women Writers and Literary Freedom. This is at Paige Walker Arts and History Center. Celebrate the power of the written word with talented African American authors as they share selections from their latest works. That's from 2 to 4, cost is $10. Live at Lunch Series, Thursdays in April and May in Cary, Fidelity Bank Plaza, from 11:30 to 1:30. April 6th, it's Kate McGarry. April 13th, Nick Driver. April 20th, Casey Cotton. April 27th, Ariel Pocock. May 4th, Rory John Zach Duo. May 11th, Garrett Newton Duo. May 18th, Jimmy Weaver. And May 25th, E.G. Peters. Friday, April 1st, Balsam Ranges ascent to the top of the bluegrass world has left a well-marked trail of success since the band's inception in 2007. One of the genre's most award-winning artists in recent years, garnering 10 International Bluegrass Music Association awards to date, with 5 critically acclaimed albums. Balsam Range has put on live performances across the nation, including multiple Grand Ole Opry appearances. The concert starts at 7:30. That's on Friday, April 21st. All right, Good Nights Comedy Club on West Morgan Street in Raleigh. March 16th through the 18th, it is Rodney Perry. Rodney calls Atlanta home when he's not traveling the country to sold-out audiences or hosting his highly popular online radio show, Rodney Perry Live. His career has opened up many doors for him, from his work as co-host of Who's Got Jokes or BET's Monique Show, to his starring role as Harold in Tyler Perry's Madea's Big Happy Family. March 23rd through the 25th, Chris D'Elia, a fixture of the L.A. comedy scene. Chris is one of the most sought-after comedians in the business. His extensive list of TV credits includes starring roles on NBC's Undateable and Whitney, in addition to appearances on Workaholics, Comedy Central Presents, and TBS's Glory Days. March 30th through April 1st, it is Chad Daniels. Though he often flies under the radar, Chad has carved out a rather nice niche for himself with his acerbic yet sweet take on comedy. Over the years, he has racked up several appearances at the Just for Laughs Festival in Montreal, in addition to a slew of visits on the late night circuit. April 7th through the 9th at Goodnight's Comedy Club, the Plastic Cup Boys. The Plastic Cup Boys have traveled the world supporting Kevin Hart in the world of comedy and on the party scene. These three individuals, Joey Wells, Will Spank Horton, and Naeem Lynn, make up a team of today's best comedy talents. April 13th through the 15th, Mitch Vitell, and April 20th through the 22nd, it is Jay Chandrasekhar. I hope I did that one correct. And a special note, you may want to research the type of material presented by a particular performer, just in case it's not what you or your family might enjoy. All shows are 18+. Raleigh Little Theater, March 17th through April 2nd, When She Had Wings. April 21st through the 30th, James and the Giant Peach. May 5th through the 21st, A Piece of My Heart. June 2nd through the 18th, Avenue Q. All performances are wheelchair accessible. an audio description service, and sign language are available for select performances. Trained service dogs are welcome. All right, let's take a look at the rundown coming up at the Ritz on Industrial Drive in Raleigh. All shows 8 o'clock, unless noted. Thursday, March 16th, Gigi, the Trap or Die Tour. Saturday, March 18th, WRDU Rockin' at the Ritz presents Tuesday's Gone, Lynyrd Skynyrd tribute. Friday, March 24th, Amanda Miguel y Diego Verdaguer. Tuesday, March 28th, Flogging Molly. Friday, March 31st, The Flaming Lips. Saturday, April 1st, WRDU's Rockin' at the Ritz returns with Rumors, the Fleetwood Mac tribute band. Friday, April 7th, Marcia Ambrosius and Eric Benet. Tuesday, April 11th, SiriusXM presents Anthrax and Killswitch Engage, the Killthrax Tour. Friday, April 14th, Dark Star Orchestra. And Sunday, April 16th, Big Sean, I Decided Tour 2017. Switching to the Poorhouse Music Hall, Wednesday, March 15th, Consider the Source, Felix Martin, and Anamorphy, starts at 9. Thursday, March 16th, local band Local Beer, Lemon Sparks with XOXOK at 9:30. Friday, March 17th, Cashed Out, Johnny Cash tribute at 9. Saturday, March 18th, Machine Funk, a tribute to Widespread Panic, show starts at 10. Monday, March 20th, Evan Taylor Jones at 9. Wednesday, March 22nd, the Blue-Eyed Bettys. Thursday, March 23rd, local band Local Beer, Zeph Ranthes, Soccer Tees, and The Summer Life. Concert starts at 9:30. Friday, March 24th, Matt Hires and Kyle Cox starts at 6. Also Friday, March 24th, The Classics, official Art of Cool Fest launch party, starts at 9. Saturday, March 25th, Jenny Lynn Gardner along with the Honeycutters at 9. And Sunday, March 26th, Soul Seed at 9. And at the Lincoln Theater, Thursday, March 16th, the Hip Abduction with the Get Right Band at 9. Friday, March 17th, Vanessa Carlton with Tristan at 8. Saturday, March 18th, Glow Rage Carnival of Color Tour at 9. Sunday, March 19th, Roadie Fest featuring Modena, Dirty Remnant, Muse Road, Kiff, Red Dog, and Yeah, it all starts at 3. Wednesday, March 19th, Rising Appalachia, Resiliency Tour at 8. Thursday, March 23rd, Hippie Sabotage, 7:30. Friday, March 25th, Reverend Horton Heat with Unknown Hinson, The Goddamn Gallows, and Bird Cloud at 8. Saturday, March 25th, Whiskey Myers with the Steel Woods at 8. Sunday, March 26th, Filthy America, It's Beautiful Tour featuring Lox with Uncle Murda at 8 o'clock. All right, taking a look at a PNC Arena. By the way, you can get tickets at pncarena.com in addition to other locations. Friday, March 17th, R. Kelly. Show starts at 8. Tickets run $53 to $110 plus fees. Sunday, March 19th, Stevie Nicks along with the Pretenders. The concert starts at 7. Tickets are priced $45 to $146, taxes and fees, of course. Friday, March 24th, it is the Festival of Laughs featuring Mike Epps, Bruce, Ricky Smiley, and Tony Rock. Show starts at 8. Saturday, March 25th, the original Harlem Globetrotters. Sunday, March 26th, WWE Live, the Road to WrestleMania. Tickets start at $15 and go up to $100 plus taxes and fees. Friday, April 7th, Jeff Dunham, the Perfectly Unbalanced Tour. Saturday, April 15th, Red Hot Chili Peppers, the Getaway Tour. Saturday, April 22nd, Women's Empowerment 2017. This event was created in 1995 in honor of Women's History Month. This event was formed with the purpose of inspiring, encouraging, and educating. Throughout this expo-style event, workshops, seminars, and lectures are conducted that focus on physical, mental, spiritual, financial, and emotional health. This year's keynote speaker is actress Taraji P. Henson, who starred in the Oscar-nominated film Hidden Figures. She also plays Cookie Lyon on the hit TV series Empire, as well as starring in the TV series Person of Interest. Thursday, April 27th, it's I Love the 90s. Concert starts at 7. Thursday, April 28th, it is Outcry, Spring Tour 2017. Wednesday, May 24th, the Chainsmokers, the Memories Do Not Open Tour. Ticket prices range from $37 to $77, plus those taxes and fees. Friday, June 2nd through Sunday, June 4th, it is Sesame Street Live, Make a New Friend. Tickets $18 to $68, plus taxes and fees. Let me see, Tuesday, July 11th, the Total Package Tour. And this is a new addition from our last episode. Saturday, September 2nd, it is Ed Sheeran. That's going to sell a lot of tickets. Thursday, October 12th, it is Bruno Mars, the 24-Karat Magic World Tour 2017. And finally, on Thursday, November 9th, at PNC Arena, Jim Gaffigan, the Noble Ape Tour. Well, we have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it. Be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a blind and print-impaired audience. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, TriangleReadingService.org. If you have any comments or questions, please don't hesitate to give us a call at 919-832-5138. That phone number once again, 919-832-5138. So long until next time.